The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby. It's Friday, yes it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday,
it's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes I am, yes I am.
Good morning, it's Friday. Here are your Friday headline news for 2/1/2019. The most censored man in the world stayed informed, and this is Infowars.com. Let us see here. So, Alex Jones. What are they saying about Alex Jones here? Democrats are panicking over former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz. Okay, this is Infowars website. So he has a full-grown beard. I haven't seen him forever. So if you're a listener of Alex Jones, I suggest you go to Infowars.com for his headline news. Let us continue. The Great Freeze of 2019 chill map. If you are in that zone, I suggest you check it out. Dems, they tax the rich at 90%. These Democrats are sycophants. Sick, sick, sick. They really expect anyone to survive on 90%. If I was extra rich like that and they wanted to tax me 90%, I would go live elsewhere in the world where I could live comfortably. So Omar calls for sharp tax increases on the wealthy. We've had it as high as 90%. So they claim. Unbelievable. Tax the rich. When the rich run out of money or they decide, screw you, and they leave, who are you going to get it from? The middle class who's saying, yes, tax the rich. That's who they're going to next. Don't be a fool. It'll go trickle down and trickle down until it gets to you. Pelosi says, no wall money ever. Are you surprised by that? I'm not surprised by that. And hopefully Trump understand that the Democrats are not good at their words. We will see what happens on February 15th, if anything at all. Botches words, suffers face spasms, confuses Dems and GOP. White House prepares for emergency plans. We don't know that that's going to ever happen. We know what's going to happen with that. He's got to know that if he tries to do the emergency plan, that the court will step in. That's where you gotta say, court, you don't have any jurisdiction. This is the executive branch, and I say it's an executive, it's an emergency, and screw you and just do it anyway. But we don't know if he'll do that, something like that, or not. But Nancy Pelosi botches words, suffers face spasms, confuses them, GOP while vowing no border funding. Something's wrong with her. Something's been wrong with her. So, poll, Trump approval is at 43%. Feds charge 19 Chinese births tourism in California. San Francisco restaurant bans MAGA hats. Surge for Empire Stars attackers. Yeah, I read that story before where these homophobic guys attacked this gay actor because of, like, as I said there, what I believe with him, what I believe with what he does or not, it doesn't really matter. It's not my business. I am sociably libertarian. So what you do is your business. As long as you're not harming children, animals, women, etc., do what you will. So apparently they're trying to say now that the person of interest for suspects who attack Empire star Jussie Smollett and put a noose on his neck, as his manager says, he heard them yell, "This is MAGA country." Of course, blame it on Trump supporters. I don't believe a word of that. Okay, and like I said, it's possible leftists are sick. If they want you to believe that Trump supporters are haters, they would do that crime themselves and yell, "This is MAGA country," just to stir up the country. Democrats, liberals are sick people. They're very sick, so I wouldn't put it past them. A neighbor saw suspicious redneck. So, actor arrived home with rope around neck. Okay, that's enough. Actor cast to play David Bowie in biopic Stardust. On hip-hop turns 40, and its parents beaming with pride. How could you beaming with pride? Some of the hip-hop these days, yeah, it's not good stuff. John of God ran sex slave farm and sold babies to highest bidder. These people are so sick. They'll just spout out anything just to make people not want to be Christians. They hate Christians, is the bottom line. Miami Plastic Surgery Center promised beauty and discount. 8 women died, of course. Promises, of course. Of course. China sets up loudspeakers to spread ideology message. Yep, that's it. It's coming to America very soon, if not here already. Very, 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 very sick stuff. That's exactly where we're going. Roger Stone holds DC press conference. I will not be silenced. Good for you. Don't let them shut you up. Very good. He will not be silenced. Commercial free feed. Where was this commercial free? Oh, okay. On InfoWars. Was this on InfoWars? Let's see, because I know he does host InfoWars every now and then. He used to. Owen joins Roger Stone for a live press conference in Washington, D.C., where they will address the country on their own terms without interference by mainstream media and the liberal protesters. I'm not sure where this was, but good for you. Good for you. Don't let them silence you. Mueller, the jackass donkey, claims complex evidence. What the heck does that mean? Complex evidence. You're a complex jackass. Trump campaign sues X8 over tell-all. I read something about that before. Worst January box office in years. Let's see. How bad was the box office? Super Bowl to sack movie going after a dismal January. As February gets on the way, the only new movie daring to open opposite the New England Patriots Los Angeles Rams showdown is Sony's action thriller Miss Bala. I don't even know what it is. Not gonna go see it. So what else we got here? What else we got? Weekend competitive fire raging Brady ahead of Super Bowl. I spoke of this before. If you're his opponent, you really shouldn't do that. You really shouldn't. Because like I said, he's the Jordan of NFL. That's not my team. Don't get me wrong, but truth is truth. He is the Jordan of NFL. And if this Atlanta guy wants to stoke the fire, he's in for a world of hurt. He really is. So, from smashing a golf club into the ground in frustration as a boy, to pulling off the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history, refusal to accept defeat has been a reoccurring theme of the Tom Brady's life. In the eyes of many, the New England Patriots star has long since settled the debate of whether he is the greatest quarterback in the National Football League has ever seen. Nearly two decades at the pinnacle of his sport have yielded five Super Bowl titles and an array of records that in all probability will never be beaten. On Sunday, Brady, 41, could become the oldest quarterback in history to win the NFL's championship game when he leads the Patriots against the Los Angeles Rams in his ninth Super Bowl itself. It's another record in this era, in an era of ever shorter NFL careers. The average shelf life of a quarterback is just over 3 years, according to the 2016 Wall Street Journal study. Brady has added father time to a long list of vanquished opponents. So, I shall be watching the Super Bowl and looking for some new trailers on Marvel's Avengers The Endgame and anything else that they're going to, because I heard that Disney sank a lot of money into the Super Bowl, so I could only assume they're going to be playing several movies that they have coming. So I will be tuned in for that as well. Massive age gap, controversy plague halftime show. Okay, what's going to be the halftime show this time? Let's see. Super Bowl set stage of controversy halftime show. Who's going to be in halftime? The U.S. Super Bowl halftime show, one of the pop music's most visible gigs this year, went from highly, largely to unwanted, leaving the NFL scrambling for takers as culture firestorm over social justice rages. Prominent artists including Rihanna, Pink, and Cardi B reportedly turned down the offer to headline Sunday's championship game between the New England Patriots and the Rams amid the controversy over racially charged police brutality protests spearheaded by former San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick. When news broke that pop rock band Maroon 5 would lead the marquee show, which reaches an audience that generally tops 100 million, loud calls to boycott in solidarity with Kaepernick's resounded. With its radio-friendly light songs about romance, the band seems like a safe choice. But a petition urging the band to back out amassed more than 100,000 signatures, saying until the league changes their policy and supports players' constitutional right to protest, no artist should agree to work with the NFL. Vic of the North Carolina launched a petition calling a boycott the only way to affect the bottom line. The NFL owners, they only see the bottom line. Let's be frank, he told the AFP. After Maroon 5 accepted, two black rappers, Travis Scott and Big Boi, signed on, the move appeared to be an attempt by the National Football League to soothe anger not only over Kaepernick but also at having a mostly white California pop band star in the southern city of Atlanta, the capital of hip-hop innovation. In another apparent bid to placate fans, the league booked Motown League Gladys Knight, an Atlanta native, to sing the now controversial Star Spangled Banner. It's not controversial. Stop with your controversial stuff! Sick of you bulls! Since 2016, the NFL has seen its reputation increasingly challenged after Kaepernick sucked Kaepernick. So, I don't want to get riled up right now. Sick of the BS. Rise of self-aware robots. 7-Eleven plays high-pitched sound to boot loiters. Very good. That's funny. Get them out of there. Gotta love that. Amazing. Good. Get the bum asses out of there. Okay. That's funny. Operate without instructions. Oh, these must be these self-aware robots. Let's see here. Robot that thinks for itself from scratch brings forward rise of the self-aware machines. I don't like this at all. It just stinks of Terminator type things going on. Naked man bites dog, then bites the FBI agent. Oh, my. 31-year-old Corey Phillips of Virginia bit his own dog multiple times, police say. Why would he bite your own dog? What the? A Virginia man, he's African American, which is very odd. Not odd because that's just weird. I've never heard of such a thing. Tuesday morning, he chomped down on the neck of the off-duty FBI agent who tried to subdue him and viciously bit his own dog multiple times. Something must be wrong with him. Philip is also accused of knocking down a 60-year-old woman who tried to calm him down. Something is wrong with this guy. Wow. New curses emerge from Tut. Stunning photos of restoration. Sperm bank freaks after woman uses DNA test finds donor. You're not supposed to do that, lady. Why would you do that? See, wow. The woman uses a DNA test, finds sperm donor, and pays a devastating price. Why would you do that? Danielle, I can't pronounce this name, Touchier's 5-year-old daughter, Zoe, is one of thousands of children conceived with sperm from an anonymous donor. When Tusha wanted to know more about her daughter's ancestry and possible health issues, she and other family members decided to get a DNA test from 23andMe and added one for Zoe. What turned up appeared to be one of the anonymous donor's immediate relatives. She was shocked. The donated sperm had come from Northwest Cryobank, which offers donors anonymity. But Tosher said the apparent relatives she found on 23andMe listed themselves as open to messaging. I said, I don't want to cross any boundaries. I just want to let you know that we are out here and we are open to contact if you are, Tosha said. The relative responded, I don't understand. So Tosha said she let it go, but then she got a cease and desist letter from Northwest Cryobank telling her not to contact a donor or learn more information about his identity, background, or whereabouts. The sperm bank warned it could seek, they could seek $20,000 in liquidated damages. Worst of all, she said, it took back 4 additional vials of donor sperms that she purchased. Sperms she planned to use to have Zoe genetic siblings. Devastating. I mean, I was shocked. I was crying for days. It's your fault, you freaking idiot. It says anonymity. You knew that, and you wanted to be a stupid fool. So cry me a river, dummy. Okay, stop. I get so riled up by idiots. Idiots. You freaking know what it was when you're going in there. That's what sperm banks do. Anonymity. People don't want to be known. You don't go and seek them out. Political prisoner calling shots in Venezuela uprising. Military turning. Okay, I don't care. I don't care. Rare half male, half female cardinal spotted in PA. I don't. Netanyahu challenger leaps in polls after first speech. Very, very interesting. Schultz, I'll defend American dream. You know, I gotta say, I'm probably not gonna vote for him because I don't like a lot of things that he say, but I also like some things that he's saying. He's making sense on, you know, Democrats and Republicans spending like drunk sailors. He's making sense on not health, no health care for all. So he's making a lot of sense. He really is. So, what's her name? Complex Cortex, original cortex. I acknowledge my privilege in being born. I don't care. US. Diana Ross gets Grammy showcase at 75. 75. Showtime sets Roger Ailes series for summer. I don't care. Not something I'm looking for. Amazon tax shame in UK. Whoever that is. Facebook users happier if leave for a month. Apple, the enabler, tech Royals Rumble, Microsoft blacklist, Google takes aim at fake websites with new browser warning. Let's see. Apple empty grandstanding about privacy. Yeah, I'm not gonna read about that. Okay, it's getting close to wrapping this up. Let's wrap this up. This was just headline news, so we will end with our favorite. Study suggests users of Facebook are happier if they leave for a month. They also find themselves using it less when they come back. You've no doubt heard evidence of Facebook users feeling better after they've quit the social media. But how often does that help, really? A fair amount, according to researchers. A study from the New York University and Stanford showed that Facebook users were happier, more satisfied with life, and slightly less likely to feel anxious, depressed, or lonely. They also used other social networks less and used Facebook less when they come back. Those who were off Facebook found a number of things to do in its place, including meeting friends and family or watching TV. They didn't spend as much time consuming news, though. This doesn't necessarily mean that you should rush to delete your account. As TechCrunch observed, there are some factors to consider. This is self-reported data, so there's a chance this doesn't represent the subject's complete emotional landscape. It's unclear what would happen if the break were longer, for that matter. Also, researchers conducted the study ahead of 2016 U.S. presidential election, right when political tensions were high. It might have been more enjoyable to leave Facebook simply because it helped users avoid heated debates and rhetoric. With that said, the findings lend credence to claims that taking a break might help. While it's not clear how social networks affect mental health, there are indications of potential problems between the fierce political discussions and cherry-picked moments. You're not really getting a full picture of other people's lives. That might skew your feelings in unexpected ways. Have a good weekend, everyone. Thank you for listening today. Have a good weekend. See ya. Political corruption, misinformation, a new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed.
Here we go, Friday, Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday, Friday, Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday.
Have a great weekend. See you.